Good morning, how are we? Shen.
Testing.
On. Working.
Chof Machesh, Tov Shem Pei Hei, Arav Yossi Chazan Shlita.
Alright, let's go. Coffee, stay awake. Terrible, but I'm full. Oh wait, we'll keep you away. Good morning. This Shabbos, Chayesora, we get a glimpse into the personality of it, of Yitzchok, but nevertheless, he remains the most enigmatic, mysterious. His whole life is lohut and mysterious and rosen. Very hard to understand the b'china from Yitzchok. And there's three things come immediately to mind. I'm just talking at the top of my head. Number one, the Torah says, "Tell you Zion, beginning of the Shchodesh, he brings from his brother." Everyone knows this. I've said this countless times. That the three regalim are connected to the three others. Pesach is connected to Abram, Lushi Vasi Ugois. Shavuos is connected to Yitzchok, and Chag HaSukkah is connected to Yankov Nelson Sukkos and Yaakov Avi. I understand Abram. I can speak 20 hours about Abram and Pesach, Yankov and Sukkos. What in the world does Yitzchok got to do with Zman Matan Torah to say? But you see, Taka, there is a shaykhah between Yitzchok and Torah. I would have said, if you ask me who of the, you know, the three of us, Torah, Avodah, Milas, Chasadim. And Torah is going to get Yankov, Ishtam, Yeshiva, Holon. Well, Nishner does. But you find in Svarim Akvision that there is a shaykhah, Zvaraya, when you want to even Bechina, who is fit to marry Yitzchok, the Maestu with war. And the Gemara says in Tainis of Zayin that water is going to get tired. I call Tami Yochul Lamayim. Undishner does. It says by Tzadnul Svar Makdashim that he says, yeah, Eliezer Eben Rav says, Hagmileini no mikadech, my mikadech, kadech, chov, dalet, langachov, right? Langachov being 500 in Mansabach. Hello? You with me, folks? You got 524. What do you know with 524 in Yiddishkeit? Like this 524 Pirkei Mishnayis. Und Talmud Bavli is Gimatria 524. So I see after there is a Shaitas to Teira. Over, if I had the time, I won't have the time. The Azure of Rabbi Moshe Agan Sarichas in next week's Parsha with the Be'er. Remember with the Machlikis, with the Riv, with the Chavis, right? The whole business is in Zohar HaKadosh Mufurish and Zohar HaKadosh that the Be'er Mayim that refers to Yitzchok. And so you say in the Tefillah of Geshem, right? You think about Yitzchok who came in this world to Tzuras, Yugas Nabat Mayim, and then the Eibush told him to shecht him, and his blood should be spilled, Kamayim, and then he was the one who davened, Shofach Libay Kamayim, right? And then it says, at the end it says, Chofar umotza be'eris mayim. It means that the ruchni is the Indian of finding the bear mayim, the gras, the ganza, avoidin, bereshis is be'er shis, because the six sides, it's the bir hagra and the zohar says, there's halalu matirim, there's kosher tor mutter on one side, there's tamei posel and osur on the other side, the seventh side lachir v'sinai, and there's not the bear where there's no asher loyra v'olel halarichas. But be'er is the symbol of what? Torah. And Chazal say on the pasuk being gan be'er mayim chayim, be'er mayim chayim do Yitzchok. So I see that Yitzchok has a shaychus to Torah. Hence I can begin to understand what the Torah is saying, that Chag HaShavuos is connected to Yitzchok. But I'm a simple guy. I never, like, hello. Like, I always thought Yitzchok is the Kav of Avodah. He's the Korban, he's the Eilat Tvima. Bus Mitamol, he got a Shaychus to Torah Dach. Okay, that's the question one. What is the Shaychus Yitzchok Avinu Dachka to Shavuos, to Torah, when his Avodah is the Kav of Tvila of Avodah? How do you know, by the way, Question number two. Indian number two. How do you know that Yitzchak is related to Tefillah? Where do you see it? It's next week's parsha. So the pasuk vayeta Yitzchak Hashem lirch ishtoi ki akori vaye oser le Hashem vatoris ki ishtoi. So the Gemara says in Sefer Yudalid no manim shlo Tefillah zadikim kaatar. Why is a the Tefillah of a tikka pitchfork? Ma after zem happy is a tefuel. Begoyrin, mimokim legoyrin. So to tefillah tzaddikim or mahapich, midas adin to midas harach. By whom does it say this? By dafka, by the tefillah of Yitzchak. Asked to Ian Yankiv and the Shul Yankiv on that shtickle in the Gemara and Sukkah. Is the first person who ever played for a child was Yitzchak, or his father also played for a child? So when the Torah wants him to gala, the Indian of Ke'eter, like a pitchfork turning things over, the Koyach of Tzvillah, why was the Torah Meram is it Dafka by the Tzvillah of Yitzchak, not the Tzvillah of Avraham? It's a charaya that there's a Sheikhet Yuchedes between Yitzchak and Tzvillah. As every school child knows, you look in some of the Sidurim, you say in Sheikhinat, be Yishor and Tzisraimel, Tzitzitzitim Tzitzborech, but as in big Isis in some of the Sidurim, Yitzchak, downwards and Rilke. Hello. By the way, for anyone who's gematrially inclined, whatever the word is, right? What is the gematria of Yitzchak and Rilke? And everybody says the Megalamuk, Yitzchak, the Chumsoifer, and the Teresri, and you name it, the Zagar Tekala. Which is gematria? You don't got to be a genius to work that out. Who? Before it was Veschalim. It's gematria tefillah, folks. That's why Yitzchak and Rivka, hello, is the union of only the tzaddik and the yisharim is the gematria tefillah. And Moshe Rabbeinu also davened. Asher Alkin, Moshe Rabbeinu later davened 515 tefillahs coming in Veschalim. Hello. What's the union of five? Derech Agav. What's the union of 515? You don't got to be a genius. Hello. The Megal Amukah says, Gemara says in Chagigah Taka Gimel, that how many Rakim are there in the seven Rakim?
Seven.
So when I want to get my tefillahs up to the Kisei HaKovid, I got to go from planet Earth to Rakim number one. And the seven rakiyim. Each rakiyah is how big? Bahalatov Mushan, the 500, yeah? And between rakiyah and rakiyah, the ovi of the rakiyah. The mahalach ben rakiyah and rakiyah is also Tov Mushana. You got six between the seven rakiyim. And to get from rakiyah number seven to the Kisei HaKovid with the chayas and lasers, you got another. So you got anyone a mathematician here? 8 plus 7? 15. That's why it's called Yeshorin. Hello? Yeshorin is... Hello?
Right.
No? Anyone out there? Yeshorin is Shar Yudkei. Shar is 500. Yudkei is 15. Each of the 15 stops is times 500. Hello? Therefore, Moshe Davin Davka, how many times? 515, which is 15 times... 500. Yes, you're with me, folks. By the way, what are you trying to get from planet Earth to the Kisei HaKovid? Anyone out there? Hello? Yeah? When do you say this to Yeshorim? So, Yitzchak and Rivka, downward across the...
Shabbos.
Why Dafka Shabbos? You daven a whole week. Could you say, L'keel asher shavat b'kol ha'maisim v'yem ha'shvim is Allah v'yashav al kisei chavayzeh. So when is the Eivishter on the Kisei HaKovid, Dafka? Shabbos. Asher Alkin, Shabbos, you speak about the Koyach of Tzvil of Yitzchak Rivka, which Gimachi is Rivka, which is made to bring it before the Kisei HaKovid. What does Yitzchak got to do with Tzvil? So the name is Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash says, B'shoh sh'nev lev Yitzchak, ha'yu ha'kol smechem. All of nature was happy. Shammai and Ba'oris were happy. Cham and Levana were happy. Kecham and Bazoz were happy. Why are they happy? Because now they could exist. Because the pasuk said in Librisi and Velayla, Chug Shammai and Ba'oris, Loi, Samti, Ve'ein Bris Ela Yitzchok Shenemar, Ve'es Brisi Okim Es Yitzchok. You with me? As to Shem Mishmul, the first person to have a bris was Yitzchok or Avram? It says Bris Legabe Avram also. So why do we say when Yitzchak was born, everyone in heavens and earth, everyone's a green tomato? Why when Avram was born, wasn't everyone's tomato? Because he also is connected to Bris. Hello? So the Sforan answer, Sforan answer, why was the world created? Because Tilosi is a Peru. In order to eat and Shadavin, give a do and Shrach to the Abishr, Davin to the Abishr. Oy Bazoi, who was the one who was the Koyach of Tzvila in this world? The Yalkut Shemini, which says in two places. Every one of the other sectations with Toifis Umnosoi, etc., etc. Yitzchak was Toifis, the Umnos of Tzvila. So Tzvila corresponds to Yitzchak. Yes? That's why it says in Balaturim, when the Abish is beginning the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the parsha number 2 in Shemayis is called Bo'eira. What is the gematria of Eira? I'm just telling you gematria to tickle your brain cells. 208. Which biblical personality is 208? Yitzchak. Hello. Yeah? So that said, they bring the Medrash says that Chazal got out of Mitzrayim in the schus of guess who? Yitzchak. Why that be Yitzchak? Because we say in the God the Vayaras and Yenus the Precious. Derech Eretz, everybody knows gematria Tzvila. Because when Eden or Mitzrayim, it was the goal of Sadib, Dibur wasn't gold, you couldn't have it. Then Eden were able to attack, and that is the Koyach of Yitzchak. So Yitzchak Mitzrayim came in the schluss of Tvila, which is the Koyach of Yitzchak, therefore I'll say, in the schluss of Yitzchak, Eden got out of Mitzrayim. Are you with me? Yes? I have to understand a double cash here. Number one, if Yitzchak is Tvila, why do we connect him to Torah to Shavuos? A. B. I was a little child. Where in the world does Yitzchak come to Tzvila? Tzvila, you're asking for Tachnunim, you're asking for mercy, for Rachm Rabim, for Sodom, for the Eivishter. What is the Midah of Yitzchak? Gvura. Pachad Yitzchak. How could it be the person who personifies Yir and Gvura is not my Shailah? Shalos is Rabim ask. It's Kamala Drachim. To answer. But how could it be that the person who personifies strictness, stringency, meticulousness, right, he's the one who's connected to davening, which is this Eiris of Rachm Rab. Al-Derech says that not only did Yitzchak daven, and in Yitzchus of Yitzchak was Yitzchus Mitzrayim, Yitzchus of Tzvila. Al-Derech says in the Geula, everyone knows it's going to get Dafka Yitzchak. How do you know? What's that prayer for Shabbos Nachamu? Like Nachamu, Nachamu? Yeah, I got that also. But Nachamu, Nachamu is Gematria, 2 times Nachamu. Which is Gematria, take a guess, Yitzchak. The Nachamu, the Nacham of Kal Yisrael, the Ula, is connected Yitzchak. If you want to know, whatever. Yitzchak plus Gevurah is Gematria 424, which is Gematria Mashiach ben David. And therefore it says in this expansion, Vayetze Yitzchak Vasuach Vasoda Lichnes Orev. Erev, everyone knows, refers to Golos, and Yitzchak therefore was going to Meir Rachman for Kol Yisrael and Golos. Lasuach Basod, the Gimachi, David Melch Yisrael. Then it says, Vayisa Eina Vayar Vine Gemal and Boim, 922, which is Gimachi Machos Bedovin. The whole Tzilis, Mincha Yitzchak, was to Meir Geulah, Machos Bedovin, Mashiach. Hello? How do I know this? You all know this from the Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos, Apites, that the Gemara says, Amar Shlom Rachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dixiv ki Ato Avinu, ki Abram Layadanu, Vi Yisrael Layakirenu, ki Ato Avinu Galenu, etc. What's going on here? They'll also love you, the Abish will tell Abram, yeah, I said this to Gemara a million times, that the Banech Echot, what will Abram answer? Yimbach Al-Kadush Yishimach. Okay, the last Yaakov, what should happen? Maybe Yaakov went through Tzadikim and Banim. He'll have a bit of it. It's the same answer. Finally, goes to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, the whole Cheshbon, Yitzchak will say, "Pal Gilai, Pal Gilai," right? Banecha, Banai, Bale, Banecha, right? When he said, "Not of an Ishmael." Hey, a Cheshbon, Pal Gilai, Pal Gilecha, Kunt Ois, the Geula will come in the schus of Yitzchak. Hence, Yitzchak Avinu is Ki'ato Avinu, right? Again, the same Shaila, by the way, that's the reason why, what's his name? Yitzchak Shmokagorim, Hashem Ha'osu, because he will cause the Schoik in the ultimate Geul. That's what Yitzchak said, Ki Sora said, Schoik Osu Li Hashem, Kol Hashemeya, Yitzchak Gli Lashon Ha'osu. So I have to understand, A, what is the connection to Shavuos, Yitzchok? What is the B, what is the connection, his Kavat Tfila, why he Dafka Midas Adin, right? And number three, how is that topic connected to the Gula Hasid? So to understand all of the above, let me tell you a board from the Princess Friedman. It's a beautiful board, it's a very big board. Back in the Medrash, we discuss this Medrash every year, Parshas Chayesor. Famous Medrash, Medrash Pliya, it's a Medrash in Breshes Rabbah, it's a Pliya, Rebbe Kiva, Yoshe, Vidayrish, Vayatibur, Misnam, Rebbe Shiva, Rebbe Kiva was giving a drosha, and everyone was falling asleep, which the Chaya has been a problem for ages, right? Big Eshel Eirem, he wanted to wake up people from their slumber, he said, Ma, Ra, Esther, or else Esther, Shetimla, how did Esther become queen? Over 127 Medinas, Elatave Basbita Shalsara, who lived for 127 years, and she, what in the world is going on here? Why Rabbi Kiva says this? What's people sleeping? What's 127? What's the difference between Esther and Sarah, etc., etc.? Now, everyone knows what happened to Sarah. How did she die? What? So Chazal says she heard that him that he was brought to the Akedah, who kimach and almost killed, right? Parchan the Shmosomis. So everybody asked. I've said this like a thousand times. The obvious glaring question: Agrab Yunga, whatever Amor is the Raisa, his kid almost died. Like whatever. Oh, he got a fright and he plots. Hello. Sorry, Imenu, her whole Matzias is Avodas Hashem. If she loses money, if she loses anything in life, she's. Yeah, that's an attitude of sorry name. Even more than that, right? So how did Parchan Hashmasum Beisa, right? So the oldest Svarim Akhleishim, look up in the Svarim, look so Magad, everyone Barich on the floor, she heard, she saw the Yichudim was Ufketan and Jamayim through the Mesirah Nefesh of the Akedah, the Yitzchok, and she wanted to, even though she's far away, Begashmi, she wanted to emulate it, so she joined in the Akedah. And since the Rechayim HaKadosh already tells us that she was already finished her Avodah in this world, therefore her Neshama left as part of the Avodah of the Nekid. Therefore, where did she pass away? Batom Azar B'Kiryas Arba. What's Kiryas Arba? The said the Kodesh of Magid, the four letters of Hashem's name, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Yeah? Okay? Now, I've said 1,001 times, there's the classic board from Sefer, both in terms of Mishael HaTorah, in Shalos HaTshuvos. We say in the Yom Kippur Davni, V'akedas Yitzchok, L'zar Yom B'Rachot. Why there, Davka, we attribute the Akedah, normally we attribute the Tzir Nefesh Tavro, right? As we explained countless times, right? Why, Davka, here we say the Akedas Yitzchok, L'zar Yishol Yitzchok, why the Yitzchok? The Sefer explains the Moiridik of Ort. I'm being Makatzer Mamash Abse, I was like, as they say in French. The Abishur tells Avram Avin, you have to understand that Avram and Yitzchak already brought numerous Karbonas. Fact is, they understood the Soid of what Karbonas do for my. And they understood, to Kenish Zain Al Pisechel Poshet, that the Abishur would command the person to Shecht his. Child, that's what the Goyim did. They brought the Zari Lemoylach, you know, the, whatever. It's Kenizai, it's contrary to everything you know about the Eibishter, about Yiddishkei, whatever. So, but the Eibishter tells Avraham, Kachno is Bincha Tichitza Afta, Valei Loylach. So, what does he do? The Eibishter commanded. It makes zero absolute sense to me. I do. So, Avraham Avinu is listening to the Eibishter, says the Holy Chosefer, is a Bechina of adhering to Torah Shebekzav. Direct, the Eibishter told me, direct him. You listen. Yitzchok, hello? Yeah? Yitzchok didn't hear from the Eibishter. He only heard from his father, who till now was a bona fide Navi. If your father was 137 years old, and he'd tell you we're going to shecht you now, what would you think? You know, next door. Old age. He's lost it. So the fact that Yitzchok went to the Akedah is a charaya that he had amuna shlema, not in Torah Shebekzav, but the amuna in what? Torah Shebekzav. And therefore, when we want to be ma'iris chusin and called Yisrael, we say dafka Akedah Yitzchok, dafka lazare. That itself is ma'iris gavaldi garachman, that a person has amuna in Torah Shebekzav. You have the same thing, Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Chachma Shlomo says the same thing Gabbai Sora. Don't forget, I've said this like countless times, that when, why did Avram and Sarah wait to make a shidduch till Yitzchak is 40 years old? Which normal Jewish father waits till age 40? You make a shidduch at 18? If you're the clock, 21? What? WhatsApp is 40. It's weird. Hello? So he said 1,000 times the answer is because Yitzchak had in him the neshama, the nukza. Yitzchak was the hine ben lehu, the sarish deva. Yitzchak looked after his mother. If you have a neshama denukva in a masculine body, guess what? You can't get married. I know people have that problem. That's another shmuz. Another shmuz all the time. Hello? By the akedo, parchon the shmosa, and he got a tchias amesim, then he was able to get married. And boy, mamish, at that moment, Rivka was born. You with me? So just like the nesoyin, the amuna of Yitzchak is in Torah Shabbal. Al derech that you remember, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Vayitzev Einag Hashem as Pari, Benigoyim Gedelim, as Beisoy, Al Dvar, Sorai, Eishes, Avram. Yes, hello? What happened here? So it said in Chazal, in Breshiz Rav, Vakal Oysi Alayla, Sorai, Wushtuch Alpaneh, she was face down, crying to Rabbi Nishalem. Avram Yosa, Avram left Terech's house, with Avtoch, Lech Lecho Me'arch, a direct divine communication, go and leave. It fits in the word perfectly. David didn't speak to me, Lech Lecho. David just told Abram, my husband. And I left with Emuna. Who, Abram, Yotso Chutz L'Sira, Vani B'Techa Sira. Abram got out of jail, and I'm still in jail. She's a hostage by Paro. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Ma'at Sheni Oysa, everything I'm going to do to bring the Goyim and base Paro is B'Shvilecha Ani Oysa, V'Akol Oymerim Al Dvar Al Sorai Ages Avram. Everyone will come to recognize that what? That these miracles, these the Goyim are coming because of Sorai. Hainu, in the schus of her Emuna, in Feresh Alpeh of her husband, of Avram Avin. Right? You with me? Oh, now I understand something else with Visa. You remember when the angels came to Abram in last week's parsha, and the coming, one of the reasons they not only to heal Abram but to give him the good news, but they don't first give the good news. They don't spread good news. You're always plotting to share good news. First they ask, "Aye sor ishtecha," vayemer hini ba'oil. Then he says, "Shoyi b'ashut keis chayal v'shalavei." Why they wait? What they asking about the Rebbe's in here? What's that got to do with anything? Nor posh. Ain't a chanami you Avram or Grisamayim. That we see, right? What schus does your wife have to be the one who's going to have a Yitzchak? So he says, Hine bo'oil. What is the gematria of the word Hine? You gotta wake up, folks. Hine?
60.
What do you know about 60 in Judaism? Shishim Hema Malchus. How many Masechtas are there in the 60 Masechtas of Shas? 60. Hello? Oyel is Gimatria. How many Masechet is there in Talmud Bavli?
36.
Alichas Oylam Loy, as we explained last week. Hello? Yeah? So Hine is 60. Oyel is 36. Masechet is right. She says Hine Ba Oyel. Sora is Bechina Tereshol Peh. Which that's Hine Ba Oyel. Oh, because she follows. Even when she didn't hear, Oyvazoi, he may ben the Sarev Tech. Therefore, Sarah passed away wearing Kiyas Arba, which is Dvekis in the Shem Adnai. What do you know about the Shem Adnai in correspondence to Avaya? Hello? Terah Shabal Peh. Terah Shabaksab, we'll start. Is Indian of Shem Avaya, Yuke Bokay. And Terah Shabal Peh is the Shem Adnai. Therefore, it doesn't possible. How do you know, by the way? Aleph, Dal Nunyur, what's the Shayrish? Rabbi, make believe you're alive. Din, hello? Adnai is the same letters as Dino, as in Dino de Malchusa Dino. Hello? The Din comes out from Teresh Valpeh, hello? Therefore, Teresh Epiksav is Menashamay. Teresh Epiksav is from the Avishter. It's Shema Vay. You can't touch it. You can't add, you can't subtract anything. Teresh Valpeh is up to us. But with the Avishter created Voracious Barley came with the Shemayim Mazorah. And he created the world we said last week with Teresh. Which Torah did he create? Shemayim he created through Torah Shabbat Ksav, and Oretz he created through Torah Shabbal. step. Hello? Kiyadua. Right? And you can't have one without the other. All the Shefa that the Torah Sheval Peh comes through the Shema Vaya first, and then it comes into Torah Sheval Peh. You can't have Torah Sheval Peh without Torah Sheval Peh, and you can't have any meaning in Torah Sheval Peh without a Torah Sheval Peh. And that's Matoma, Sora, Bekir, Oh. So Sora, followed by Yitzchok, represent Torah Sheval Peh. You remember a lady called Esther? Yeah, and had a great miracle called Purim. We have a festival like in my shul, and most shuls, I think, around town. Hello? Yeah? What happened with Esther? Huh? What happened? By the whole miracle of Purim is saved on the Nakuda that by Matan Torah Yidden said, Kol Hashiv Hashem Nas. And they had to force them, the Kfir, Makan Medorab El Eraiso, to accept Nishma. They were, as Tosfos says, that Rishon Chumash Parshneich, Yidden were willing to accept Torah Sheh B'Ksav, of a Torah Sheh Peh, which is Kosher Kamoves, right? The Haravanya, difficult, that they weren't willing to accept, that they needed a kfiyah. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, Hodr Gibluah Bimei Achashverish. Therefore, it says in Pasuk, when Esther goes to save Kol Yisrael to make a Purim, Matilvash Esther Malchus. What is Malchus? Malchus Peh, Torah Sheh Peh, Queen of Law. That's the end of Torah Sheh Peh. You with me? So this. Right, hello? You with me so far, so good? So I see from this, that's why, by the way, by Matan Torah, it says, the Chathchila, the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, the Chathchila, the Erez Yorah, the earth was shaking, was scared, was frightened. Then B'Shakata wanted to eat and accept the Torah. Why? Because Erez is totally in what Torah Shabbat. And Eden initially had to accept it. Therefore, Erez Yorah, then B'Shakata when Eden accepted it. Hello? So Esther represents the Yom Tif of what? Saving Kal Yisrael in the Schus of what? Torah Shabbal? Peh. Where did she get this Koyach? Right? Because she was Bas Bitoy Shel Sor, who lived for 127 years, and therefore she reigned over 127 Medinas, and she was able to make the old Eden to accept Torah Shabbal. Hello? Who said the statement? People were sleeping. Why Rabbi Akiva? What do you know about Rabbi Akiva? Do you know his... You know he's Ben Gator. Do you know who he came from? Yeah. Okay, B'Kitzer Nimitz. So that Gewaldiger of Income and Kramer. Remember, there was a lady called Yael, Aishas Chavraki. Hello, and she had a child from a guy called Sisra. Hello, anyone out there like in a favor for where? Whatever. She Shalach. Yeah. She, I was, she's right. From that zivug, which Gemara says, Gedela Averu Lishma, they had a child from whom came out ultimately Rabbi Akiva. Right? Never heard it before. Never heard it before. Before Shem Chaim Vital, the Chido brings it. Everyone brings it. No, no. Okay. Therefore, the pasuk says. No one remained, they were all destroyed, decimated. Ad echad. Who was the one who was remained? One. Who's the echad man? Therefore it says, she covered over Sisra with a what? What's a smicha? How do you know smicha is a blanket? Could you say that in the dictionary in modern Israel? Nowhere do you find smicha being a blanket. So he says, so the Chazal say, smicha is what? Shmi choy. Shmi choy? Shmi Meira. What are they talking about? Oh, how many letters are there in the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad? 25. And who comes out from this? Rabbi Akiva, who's the Echad again. Yeah, look. And therefore it says by Sisra, Sisra tells Yael, V'hoye im ish yovei v'she'elech ha'im yesh po ish v'mart oin. If anyone asks you, anyone home here, anyone here hiding here, say no. What's going on here? Nibo, v'leyodom anibo. Sisra knows that from this ziv, who's going to come out, Rabbi Akiva. And the Chazal say, v'kulu alibo, the Rabbi Akiva, all Tereshal Peh. Rav Meir made the Mishnah, and Rabbi Akiva, chulu, chulu. All Tereshal Peh is Mesudah through Rabbi Akiva. So he says, if they ask you, yesh poi, what is the gematria of yesh poi? 395, which is the gematria of a famous Tana. Are you guys like, maybe alive? Rabbi Akiva? Yesh poi? Hello? Hello? Is there Rabbi Akiva here? So what do you say? Ayin. What does Ayin mean? Hello? It depends what language you're speaking. In Lashon HaKodesh, Ayin means no. In Aramish, which is the language of Teresh Alper, it means yes. In. Right? Right? You with me? So is there a person here? Is there not? It depends on why, how you're looking for. In Teresh Alper, that is going to come out. Guess what it says, my friends. The Bnei Yisovska brings him the Tvash Lathif and the Chidah, Shem Ruchayim Vital. You know who Yael was? And you know who Sisera was? Haman was a Gilgal of Sisera, and Yael was a Gilgal of Sora. This explains 100 other things that ain't coming. You see a common denominator, just on the simplest level? They both had a Bia Surah, because Gedolah Aveira Lishma, they both think the same Kol Yisroch. And therefore, when Esther goes into the base of Tlov, so whatever Tachashveish, what does she say? A message. Vitzaymu, a lie. A lie, scrambled letters, what do you got? Yael. She's one and the same. Hello. So Al-Kopanam, step number one is, who is Sora? Sora represents Teresh Shabal. Who is Sora's son? Who takes after his B'dayim Allah? Yitzchak. Hello? So Rabbi Shmuel says, If you look at the whole story of the Shlichus of Eliezer, you know what figures very, very prominently over and over and over again? Camels. Think about it. He takes 10 camels, right, from the Kultum Adenov, right, camels. Do I care if he went by a mini car, electric car, a scooter, a truck, a plane, a helicopter, a chamoyer, what, over and over we speak here about what?
Camels.
And then the whole simon is, the girl who will say, and the gamlegamalecha eshte, right, they're camels, yes? And then he says, and his love and me says, oh, the gam, the place for you, the gam, the gamalech, we have food enough for the camels. Then he comes back on the shlichus, and Rivka sees him, who is this guy? Adoni, right? And she watches, batipo me'ala. The camels are very simple. Yeah. The heck, I have no time to elaborate. It's like a shame. Everyone knows, Chazal tell us, the three bati, Migdash, Shakeneged. Take a guess. Avram Yisrael. First base of Migdash is Avram. Second base of Migdash is Yitzchak. Third base of Migdash of Mashiach will be. Yeah. So, therefore, we said before when it says Vayeta Yitzchak Lasuach Basode, if you follow the base of Migdash, Har is Avram is called a Har, because the pasuk says what?
Hashem Yoreh.
No. Yeah, that's I know. But. The har al har tzion sheshamim shulam sada is also on the churban beis hamikdash tzion sada zichorish. That's the third beis hamikdash. Yeah, you got it. Hello. So when Yisro beitzi is rasul, but sada is davening about the second beis hamikdash. Hello. Yeah. What's between the first beis hamikdash and the second beis hamikdash? I said it like 1,000 times. The Ergadal Yov, Ergadal Yeshurim, or Shiva, like speaks about that great length. First beis hamikdash, they still weren't neviim. So the first base of Migdosh is Bechinas Torah Shebeksav. The Eibishter is communicating directly to them. Second base of Migdosh, Gemara Zanyuma, Nevuah Stop. So, but what happened? All the Takonas of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Chazal, right? This era of the base of Migdosh, of the second base of Migdosh, Chanukah, which is the other Torah Shebeksav, after the second base of Migdosh, etc. So Chanukah is the second base of Migdosh is the era of Torah Shebeksav. Who represents Teresh Alper? Who's davening for it? Who's Dafki Yisrael? By the way, you remember in the first base of Midrash there was an Oren? Hello? And it had the Luchas and the Shibri Luchas, etc. And in the second base of Midrash, there were five missing a hay, five things were missing. Right? One of them was the Orin and the Kaperis and all, right? And the Ruach HaKodesh and the Shechina, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, Derech Arim, which is greater, the first Beit HaMikdash or the second Beit HaMikdash? What? So you tell me, the passing Chagi, which says, God will be Abayez Le Achrim and Arishin, the second Beit HaMikdash is greater than the first Beit HaMikdash. Why? Two opinions. One is it was bigger. First Beit HaMikdash was 30 Amos tall, and the second Beit HaMikdash was 100 Amos tall, or the first Beit HaMikdash lasted for 410 years, and the second Beit HaMikdash lasted for 420 years. So the godly Abayez Le Achrim and Arishin. Everyone goes wild. Hello? You mess up. You're measuring a Beit HaMikdash and how many feet is the whatever, or how it lasted 10 more years. Big deal. You're missing the main thing. You don't have the Shechinah, of the Ruach HaKodesh. You don't get the Luchas. You don't get the Or. What? Hello? The Pshat is first Beit HaMikdash. You had the Or. Or, you don't got to be a genius to work out. The Or represents the Yerushim Mikzav. Direct Yerushim. The Nitziv says in Hamik Dover, when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand something that Abish told him, he would go then and gaze at the lichtlach of the menorah. Ibachanak is an expression by Tadikim, was a heron but the lichtlach that sailed. Because the Oren is Tereshabal, and the menorah is Tereshabal. So in the second base of Mikdash Dafka, there's no Oren, but there is a menorah still. The whole Chanukah takes place. And God with the Abayas Achamit, it means Pshat is. Because which is greater? Chumash Omer says, "The chaviv and alai divrei sofrim yosef miyena shel teira." Right? There's a mile in something which comes from Matthew Decha Tichlis of the Haravanya of the Amelus of Kol Yisrael, even higher than the Eibush there is talking. Asher Alkin, the second base of Midrash, the Chinuch of Teira Shel Peh is even higher than the first base of Midrash. Until the third Beit HaMikdash will be the chibur of the advantages of both. Hello. That's why the Sfarim HaKadosh bring us down that Yecheskel Hanovi. Where was Torah Sheval Peh forged? The Gemara we learned is called Talmud Bavli. What happened there? Yina going into Golot, they're all crying. Yecheskel Hanovi is happy. What's happening? He knows Ruach HaKodesh B'Nevuah. Here is where they're going. The Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have Torah Idafka in Bovel. And the 7 years in Bovel is the Achana to what? Second Beis HaMikdash, which is Torah Sheval Peh. And from that will be the Yeshua of Kol Yisrael. Yes? Yes, hello folks. You may remember Parashat Shmini. The Torah gives an example of four trefa animals. Hello? Gomel, Arneves, Shofen, and Chazir. Chazir, everyone knows, is Eden. What is Gomel? Take a guess. I know Gomel is a camel. Gomel represents Bovel. Hello? Yeah? Therefore, in the Perek Shira, it says, How do you know? Because as in Pasuk, as a gomel, the bovel shemer bath bovel ashidudo ashi shalmi as gemulech shegamalchum. That's what a gomel. And then from Perek Shira it says, what is the shira of the gomel? Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem imor yishag imor yitin koyle shoy yishag al nevel. Because the gomel represents bovel, started with the chumra in the first place on Migdash. Hello. Yes. So what are we trying to do in the whole parasha? Oh, I'm not going to go through all the details now. You are to be roichim on the gomel, means to be machnia the klippa of bubble, the zel umazeh of Teira Shabal Peh, right? And therefore he took how many? 10 gemolim, because Kozovar Shebekdushin, he sent it like Yosef sent to his father, 10 chamerim, etc., etc. And therefore, when you make a pil demyoni for the kibush of Dafka Eliezer, which the woman who's willing to give mayim to the gomel, etc., etc., and through that, when it says the second Beis HaMikdash was vachabdo, right, missing a hay, so the chore is missing the five things. It's a funny thing. It's a kri and a ksiv. Yeah, the kri is missing the hay. The ksiv is missing the hay. The kri is. So you don't got to be a genius. I mean, it's also said for Pirkos Korosir. Everything in life. Between A and B, you always need a mamut, someone in between. So between a human being and an animal, you have a koif. a monkey. Let's take a little, like, you know, when the kids go take him to the zoo, they love the monkey cake. That's what they relate to, right? Echleis, between a goy and a yid, you have a ger. Between everything and everything, there's always a mamutu. Between Lashon Kodesh and Goyish and Lashon Kodesh, you have Aramish, which is also connected to this part. Yeah? Between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh, you have a Kri and a Ksiv. The Ksiv represents Torah Shebiksav, that's what it's written. The Kri is what? Torah Shebapeh. Oh, beautiful. Vachavdo. The Ksiv, Torah Shebiksav, it's missing the Goli. It's missing the hay, missing the five things. The Pneumius is what? That's why Rivka comes and she's on the Gemol. And then she sees Vayetzi Yitzchak L'Suach Basada. Hello? What does she see? Someone there being mamtik the dinam of Golos and praying for Teresh Rolpeh, for the Yitzchak of Teresh in Bovel. Therefore, Vatipo Me'ala Gomel. She has no reason further to go on the Gomel. It's already done. She sees, this is my mate. We're both in the same gate. And this answers many, many other kashas in Kamakir. Okay, Nachshon Yenenu, when I start off, that's the part for Pilgrim's Readers, I said. Nachshon Yenenu. Oy Bazoi, what does it got to do with Shavuos? Let's go Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Be'emes, Teir Shabal. What is the Yom Tov of Shavuos as we, Zman Matan? Don't say Zman Matan Teir. Zman Matan Teir Seinu. As we discussed last week, I have a whole arichas in this, if I didn't say, like, Teir Shabal Eker. The famous Beis HaLevi, many sects have left me from the Chodesh Arim, the same thing. There's a Shalach of the Shul says, Yontif of Shuas is the Yontif when Yidin was Zeichet to Kesser of Teir. What does that mean? Kesser of Teir. Everyone knows the Magen Avraham's famous Kashi, really, the Shalach of Shuas. Arivash already asked hundreds of years before. When was Teir given? The 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan?
7th.
We passed like Rebbe Yisrael, the 7th of Sivan. So why do we celebrate Shuas on the 6th of Sivan? Because the Abishah wanted to give Torah on the Friday of 6th of 7th. And Moshe Yisrael Dechel be died. And the Abishah said, okay, we postpone it to tomorrow. So for Shkuli Al Mosh, it was given to Shabbos. Right, hello? What happened here? In the Chariah, as we said last week, the whole Matan Torah shows that which is more important, what the Abishah wanted or what Chachmeh, what Moshe Rabbeinu was Machiriya. The Achro in Halacha, as per the Gemara in Bava Tzia Dachman Tez, right? It's Loi B'Shamayini, it's totally to human beings, Seichel Anushi, and Tiktosa, and the Nesivis in various places. That Hachro, that the Nosan Lonu Matan Peiros, they knew that we're Machriya, and for that the angels were Mekana, Ma'enish Ki Tizgrano, but Adam Ki Sifkid Dedo. That he's a pocket, that he's Mishal B'Shalim, that man has Balabat Tishkait over Peiros, that was the uniqueness of Chagashus. And for that you were created, the whole purpose of creation, through Megala, the Nister, the Amiku Tzmira, which is found in Teir. It's actually a letter they found from the Chafetz Chaim. He wrote to one of his great Talmidim, from Elie Kaplan. In Lamadat Teir Harbe, Atasuk Teir Asmach, Yilachach Mitzarto, Gate of Chidushi Teir. That is the Maila, Mimato Lamaila, Davoid of Yitzchok, Midas Akbura, etc., in uncovering and discovering the Kedushas of Torah, and that is there for Chagashvuas. Ain't a chami, that's in your tefillah. I said last week, I didn't say last week. The Gros says, one of his forum, brother brings, the Mili of Bereshus, which is Beis Reishus Torah, Rav Shabbos, I'll pass explain to the Gertlund, is Gematria 906. 906 is Gematria, amongst other things, Shikutsis, which is Shema, Shavaseinu, Kabel, Shema, Tagazeli, Leah, Talumis, Midas, Amalchus, a person who has Teir Shalpeh, then the Abish listens to his Tzvilis, hello, which is also Gimachia, 906 last week, anybody out there? Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Ariel, or Avram, I wish the same Gimachia, or Azil, all three of them Gimachia, hello. What is that, Rashi Tevis, Gemara? When a person heard of his learning, that's connected to the Shikutsis. Yes, and that brings all good in Yonah for Kal Yisro. There was all told that Yisro is connected to Shopen, connected to Tzvila, is all really one and the same. I'll leave you with a story. Just believe me. Two stories I heard this week. Very new story. And the point I'm saying is Chai Yisor is all about leaving a legacy in this world. Leaving something. We have the others. Everything that even our Zoycha do is Nuschus of the others like this. Ephraim gave us something, endowed us with. I'll tell you two stories I just heard this week. The kids are Nimrods. My wife just came back from America, she had a grandchild. She read there a story of my music and myself. there was a guy who survived the Holocaust, whatever, his Shomer Rotzes, eventually got remarried in a DP camp, whatever, moved to America, had only one set of children, but he had twins, a boy and a girl. He went into business, he was Kitzur Nimrutz, he was Shtark Matzliach, and the boy and girl grew up there, from Eloch, everything is wonderful. The guy lived 50, 60 years with his wife, whatever it is. Eventually she passed away. After his wife passed away, he's like, Obed, so he doesn't know where to come. He's going home from shul, have breakfast together. Now he doesn't know who to talk to. He's like really broken. So someone told his son-in-law, there is a guy, younger man, right? He's looking for a job. He's a cousin of his. He can learn with your father 3 hours a day. You got to pay him. They're rich people. They're people of money. She hired him for 3 hours a day, right? Learn with his father. He had 3 hours, the private chavrusa, they finished Masechta, made Siyum after Siyum, Beruv, Am, Mamesh, Perba, beautiful. The brother who lived in, she lived, the sister, the daughter lived, Mamesh around the corner. The brother lived like an hour away, and he's kindness to the daughter, why are you spending Tati's money on this younger man? Knock him down to three times a week, knock him down to an hour a day. And he's a multi-millionaire. Right? And gets it, next room. He's jalovit on the father's geld. Anyway, eventually the father, at age 96, eventually passed away. And it came the time, the lawyer was like reading the will and dividing the estate. So the brother, the multimillionaire from, right, he says, you should give all the money that you spent on this young man learning with Tati. For 11 years they learned. It cost them $310,000. It should come out of your part of the estate, not mine. You can imagine, this woman is, excuse me, she lives next to the father. She saw it, Mamish, it gave him a chayim mason, right? So she had really the steam coming out of here. She comes home, tells her husband, what are we going to do? Her husband says, don't worry, you got the better part of the deal. Imagine the schools of your father learning with your mom for 3 hours a day. How many mesechtas that he filled, how many mitzvahs are there in the story? It's worth it, you get the better of the deal. I thought about it. Powerful mind, and her whole perspective changed. And the simple of the she gave him the money, gave him three. And then, after I heard this story, I was in my office, it was Wednesday morning, 3 a.m., 3:10, 10 after 3. So, sort of 1 minute, I'd get a call. Every time I get a call at 3 o'clock in the morning, I know it's my agent in New York, my chief. Well, no one else calls me at 3 in the morning usually. So, I get a call from my man. He says, Shver, I just came back from the mitzvah, I gotta share this story. It's coming to notes. He said he came out of his family. In his shul, he has a lot of rich balabatim. And I don't know if America, everything's over the top, everything's sugar. They have like a centerpiece, you know, unbelievable. But he see, of all the assembly, he never in his life saw such an elaborate centerpiece. A huge, like a gigantic contraption. And he goes closer to his mother, up to the birth boy and the parent. There's inside the centerpiece, there's a box, a glass box. And he looks inside, there's an old pair of tefillin. And he's looking like, what's going on here? So the father of the Mitzvah boy tells him, these tefillin belong to my Zayin. His name was Yechezkel. The Bar Mitzvah boy is named after him. This is Elder Zayin. Right? And how nice how he went to Auschwitz, and he always managed to smuggle in this tefillin. Every day he put it on. One day they found him, then the Yimach Shemayim found him. They beat him, they pulverized him to whatever. They left him for dead. He didn't wake up until a few hours later. Baruch Hashem, he ended up alive, and he took these tefillin and eventually the Russians liberated Auschwitz, but instead of being free, Nebuchadnezzar, there was 200 of his chevra who were sent as slave laborers to Siberia. He said that Tsnoyim in Siberia, where he was worse than Auschwitz. Of the 200 Jewish inmates that were taken to Siberia, 182 died. He was left with a small contingent, 18 chevra. But he used to put them every day. There was a house, like a desolate whatever next to him. He ran, he took him to the house early in the morning before the work started, put on the tefillin, daven, and one day, he sees in the window two generals coming, and they see him, like, uh-oh. He tries to hide in the closet, they go straight, they find him in the closet, right? One, a Russian, the communist, pulls out a revolver, he's going to shoot him. He sees, like, it's all over. He closes his eyes, I think, Shema Yisrael. And nothing happened, no shot. He knew the other general took the other guy's hand with the revolver, and said, don't shoot. After, whatever, the guy who said, don't shoot, the general, this guy, starts crying. He says, when I saw you wearing the tefillin, is nearly the most yunkasishal of a mazgeni. I saw the image of my zeta used to wear those boxes of tefillin, right? I told him, therefore, don't shoot. He said, I'm going to pay back you the fright that you're under. I'll get you out of here. 2 weeks later, he comes to this guy, with a release slip from Siberia, from the prisoner. And not only that, for him and for all other 17 chevra, 18 guys, and he gives them an exit visa from the USSR, from Russia, coming to Russia. Moved to America. He said he was elderly gentleman. He had one son. He said the Zaydis, called Moshe, Moshe Nicheskel. I am the only son of my father, and I got married. I only had two children. But he said, the Moshe I was talking up, the Zayda, he said, I have 18 Einoglach. And he said, he attributed the fact that his father was Moshe Nefesh, the Tzilin, and through that he saved the 18 Chevra in Siberia. Through that, the Eivishter blessed him with 18 Einoglach. The moral of the story is, whatever you put in, Shnei Chayesor, there's two lives to a person, it lasts to Olam Al Milam.
Just easy to fucking do that.